Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Comes another surprise. Duke big man, Kamon Malawach, going to Phoenix at 10. But then they traded for Mark Williams, another center, just a little bit later. Take us inside this approach to draft multiple centers here, to acquire multiple centers, rather.
So all of this has to do with, even tonight, at pick number 31, the Minnesota Timberwolves essentially had an auction for that pick. And so the Suns have now jumped in to get that 31 overall pick for the number 36 pick, as well as two future second-round picks. And so why did the Suns move up tonight to number 31? Because I'm told the Celtics were going to take Rashear Fleming from St. Joseph's.
Jones and Keefe, WEEI. We got the grab bag, Flip du jour, on the way later this hour. WEEI Afternoons takes over at 2 o'clock. Rashear Fleming, I don't pretend to know much about him.
Yeah, Keith. Yeah.
You were watching Billis, though, on night one of the draft, as was I. And this is a guy very high on Billis's big board, who constantly he was referencing as a guy he thought was falling. And if you missed the clip there from Shams Charania last night on day two of the NBA draft, second round, he said, well, once a team moved up the board, who was it? I think it was Phoenix. Who moved up the board? I forget. To 31 mm-hmm. to take Rashear Fleming, the Celtics moved out. And they acquired two second round picks that they used last night and two more in the future for trading out. So they traded 32 for 4 second round picks. And I would say to the Celtics, if you liked him so much, you should have taken him at 28. And I don't pretend to know, again, a lot about Rashear Fleming or a lot about Hugo Gonzalez, who they took at 28 on night one of the draft. Mm-hmm. But the profile of a player is, I wanted the Celtics to get somebody who's going to contribute. And Gonzalez sounds like a project. This guy was a three-year player at St. Joe's, 6'9", 220. And he averaged 15 a game last year at St. Joe's. This other guy averaged 3 a game in La Liga or whatever it was.
Right.
Serie A, whatever it was over there. And it's like, I would have rather the profile of a player like this as opposed to a project. That doesn't mean Gonzalez can't be better than Fleming, but it sounds like the Celtics really like this guy. They should have taken him at 28.
Well, and for the upcoming season, I know you don't draft for like that upcoming season, but if you did, and if you were trying to prioritize that a little bit, knowing that you had to just, you know, dump off some of your players for salary and Tatum's out for the whole year, if you wanted a little bit more help from the rookie class, you would have done just that and hoped that Gonzalez even fell 4 spots. And
isn't that
there.
What you want? Obviously, that's not how they feel, but that's what I wanted for them.
Yeah, no, I think that's what they kind of need right now.
Me
like,
too.
We'll see what else Brad Stevens has up his sleeves, what other moves he can make. Because right now, I mean, George Niang and Nemus Keita are probably starting. Either both or one of them is.
Right now, one is definitely starting, yeah.
And, like, Baylor Shireman's going to play. I mean, they still have Hauser, so, like, Hauser's going to get more minutes and all that stuff. But a guy like Fleming, who is 6'8", and, yeah, I mean, he might have been somebody that would be more likely to maybe crack a rotation. Also, this is sort of a separate kind of topic to it, but how does it, like, get out that that's who you want? You know what I'm saying? Because, so, night one ends. You go into night two, and you're like, hell yeah, we have the second pick, and we like this guy. And then, like, 10 minutes before the draft, or even, like, minutes before.
Not to the media.
To
you
Phoenix.
Mean to other teams in the league. Yeah, good question.
Oh, after the fact, whatever. Like, if Shams says it, like, hey, we knew this all the time, great.
Yeah,
but, like, Phoenix knew
how
that he was going to go 32, so we have to go to 31. And this happens in football. It happens in other sports. But it's, like, it's a weird thing to me to be like, do you got loose lips in there? Or like, what are you saying? Or just like,
does it feel like the Celtics have loose lips?
No, it doesn't.
I don't think so.
It definitely doesn't, because they've made big trades before that just kind of happen out of nowhere, let alone draft picks.
The Simons, I mean, the fact that we on the outside didn't know about it doesn't mean people in the league didn't know that one was percolating.
Drew Holiday knew that one was coming.
Yeah, it doesn't. I don't think the Celtics feel like a team that blabs a lot or lets things get out. So it's a good point. How the heck did that get out?
It's strange because, especially the way the format is for this year's draft. Obviously, Phoenix caught wind of it, liked this guy enough, and I forget where they moved up from, but they clearly didn't think that he was going to still be there, and so they fly up the draft board, grab him, and the Celtics are like, all right, that's our guy. Now we can't get him.
Speaking of our guy, B-Rob over at Mass Live has this. He wrote it, in the last couple hours? Headlines, Celtics to stay active in trade market as free agency approaches. So I've been wondering, like, are we done with big moves? They're under the second apron. Is this kind of the team? We laid out our plans for the Celtics yesterday. You can check them out on the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. B-Rob writes, the Celtics had a relatively quiet two draft nights after a week of dealing, landing three players with just one expected to be on the 15-man roster next year. That's Hugo Gonzalez. The moves capped off a busy week, blah, blah, blah. However, with free agency fast approaching and the Celtics prioritizing bringing back free agents Al Horford and Luke Kornet, league sources tell Mass Live the Celtics are expected to remain active in the trade market while retooling their roster. And the team is expected to explore their options with newly acquired talent like Anfernee Simons and George Niang, along with other parts of the roster, including Sam Hauser. So we're not out of the woods on that. Hauser, I'm not going to kick and scream about. Niang, I think, is a rotational player here. And like now that he's here, he's a terrible return for Porzingis. But that's a guy I thought was in your rotation. But I'm not going to cry about losing Niang. I'd be more annoyed about losing Simons. Like that would bother me.
Yeah, definitely. Like both those guys, they're in their contract
year. Simons to carve out room to sign Luke Kornet.
No,
like that stinks.
No, thank you. And even Niang, how many? What's he getting? Like $8 million next year? How many guys are you going to get that for cheaper than him with more production? Like in you know, like somebody in a trade, or even if you're trying to just go to look at what's in a free agency. Like I don't know who you're going to get better than that. And not that he's any great shakes, but you're taking Niang and Simons. They make almost as much money combined as say Holiday does, and you're like, all right, for a year. That's what you have. See what it is. And then obviously you have a little bit more flexibility when Tatum comes back, and then you can really kind of use the Simons money for that and maybe somebody that's on a long-term deal somewhere in there. But they definitely need bigs. Like they don't have real NBA starting bigs on the roster right now. I also feel like just because they want Al Horford doesn't mean they're getting Al Horford. I don't think he's coming back.
I don't think so either. Carving out cap space for Al Horford to me makes a lot more sense than for Kornet.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I don't need to carve out. I liked Luke
Kornet. He's back, nice.
Right.
But, like,
but I'm not trading off.
Ends.
I don't even know that I want to trade off Hauser to carve out room to bring Luke Kornet back.
Yeah. See, I think in a vacuum, I'd rather have Hauser than Kornet.
Me too. But a bigger need. I understand your point. Yeah. I can find a cheap veteran big man. You know, if you're carving out space for your guy, the name you mentioned yesterday, Bobby Portis, I get it. If you're carving out space for Horford, I get it. I like Kayvon Looney. I think you can get him cheap as a potential
probably.
Name out there.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't need to trade pieces, especially Anfernee Simons, to bring in Luke Kornet. By the way, great theory on who could have leaked it.
Oh, yeah.
Dark and Stormy Nights, Utah could have leaked it. Austin Ainge was here until late in the offseason. He's now in Utah. They have their own problems. We're going to get to this in grab bag.
Utah does have problems.
Utah
yeah.
has some problems with their number 5 draft pick, Ace Bailey.
So then they just let Phoenix know that or something? I mean, I guess.
Well, yeah, but now that's a team they got to deal.
Why would they do that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if that
Also, we're talking about
helps.
The 31st pick in the draft. It's not even
it's
first
not
round
a
pick.
Huge, it really,
really
isn't
cares?
A huge deal. No, it's really not a huge deal. I was just thinking more of like, all right, how does that happen?
No, but I'm just telling you, if they like this guy so much at 32, they probably should have taken him at 28. But again, that's a minor gripe.
Maybe somebody would have sniped him on Hugo.
A minor nitpick, maybe. Yeah. That's possible. I'd feel better about that personally. By the way, Mike Zarin was asked about bigger names. B-Rob said, keep an eye on Simons, keep an eye on Niang. Keep an eye on even Sam Hauser. He didn't mention Jaylen Brown. He didn't mention Derek White. Mike Zarin was asked about this last night. He spoke after round two. Brad Stevens spoke after night one. Here's Mike Zarin.
Those two guys are really, really great NBA players, and there hasn't been anything close to serious about trading them. And so I'm not sure where all this reporting came from, but those guys are key parts of our team, and we're lucky to have them here.
Okay. So it doesn't sound like those guys are going anywhere. I'd trade anybody in the right deal, but I wouldn't be itching to trade either of those two.
Yeah, I don't think any of it really makes sense. You and I certainly aren't of they're untradeable. In fact, there are very few untradeable players in the whole league and maybe even in all of sports. But those two guys, I'm sure they heard. They're not actively shopping either one, but Brad Stevens has been very busy so far, already trading Porzingis and Holiday, maybe even talking about Hauser to other teams. I'm sure these names have been brought up. But I can't think of any realistic trade that would make sense. A lot of people were trying to throw the number 2 pick from San Antonio in a package of whatever, the number 5 pick from Utah in a package of whatever. I don't know. None of that really ever jumped out to me. I think you're better off with Jaylen Brown and Derek White, especially because the Eastern Conference is as wide open as it is. and Tatum's coming back. Like, I feel like if Tatum was done, or like his contract was up, or he was way older, or some other scenario, I would say, all right, these are two guys that you should probably move on from. You're not winning a title with Brown and White as your best players. So if you can really like restock everything, do it. But knowing that Tatum's going to be back in the following season, I'm hanging on to these guys.
Yeah, he certainly didn't shoot down that they've been taking calls on Brown and White. So to me, that's interesting. He's like, no, I mean, nothing got close. But he didn't say, we're not taking calls. We hung up on people. He just said nothing got close.
Yeah.
Which I do think is interesting as well. The top five American submissions continue to come in. You can check out our lists on a Top 5 Friday at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. You can hear the full thing again on the Odyssey app. Kenny Powers has now been submitted a couple of different times.
Great one.
Nick popped in and mentioned that
specifically
name.
When he was in the Mexican League, right? And he came out with like the American flag on
him. Good point.
Yeah.
That's a great one. There was another one I liked that scrolled by. But no, Kenny Powers is one.
Dolly Parton?
Well, that's one of Brooksy's favorites, I think.
Yeah,
That is. So we'll continue to take your submissions on that. But Kenny Powers is a great one.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, speaking of Greg's show, they are in Gloucester for a road show.
Yes.
They're up in Rockport last night, Gloucester today.
Mm-hmm.
I just see a headline here from Boston.com. North Shore Whale Watch boat gets up close to two white sharks.
Oh, boy.
Two great white sharks were spotted about 10 miles off Gloucester's coast on Wednesday.
10 miles, not that far.
As captured in several photos and a video. I'm reading here again from Boston.com. Gloucester whale watching. Yeah, Shime, I know you're not getting on that greasy pole.
Stay off the greasy pole.
Thank God.
Sharks in the water.
Yeah. You think the sharks heard about the greasy pole?
Maybe.
They start swimming their way in. They're like,
well,
hey.
They grease it up with like lard and stuff. So I bet they're like, oh, that sounds good.
All kinds
probably
of stuff.
You can smell it miles away.
Plus humans in the water. They're probably like, they're just going to have people flopping around in there.
Human blood.
A Gloucester whale watching company spotted two great white sharks. Forgive my ignorance. How often are they swimming together?
I mean, mating season?
I thought sharks. Is it mating season?
You ever see the film Open Water?
There was
a lot of sharks in that one.
I don't think this is mating season.
I think every season is mating season.
I think they go south to mate, and then they come back up in the summer to hunt.
You know more about sharks than I do,
well,
Jones.
Clearly.
Yeah. But I would say
the number one villain of all time.
That's true.
You did have
that
Jaws.
That is my top villain, not to be confused with my number two American, Randy Quaid. Do they typically swim together? I thought they were kind of like lone wolves, lone sharks.
While sharks are often portrayed as solitary hunters, many species are actually quite social and can be found swimming in groups, including pairs.
Species? What about
great
white sharks?
Sharks, for example, while typically solitary, have been observed traveling together for extended periods, even forming what researchers call friendships.
Oh.
It's a scientific term.
Movie this year.
Well, that's kind of...
Friendship, yeah.
Good point. Well, that's kind of nice.
Uh-huh.
Seven
other species like hammerheads and reef sharks are known to form larger schools. Great white sharks, well, they'll pair off.
That's
scary. Couple buds.
Seven Seas Whale Watch left for one of its daily trips, and the boat's naturalist, it's a good gig, spotted a fin half a mile ahead of them, according to a social media post.
Good eye.
Basking and blue sharks, the two most common sightings on the agency's trips, were ruled out by the look of the dorsal fin. Turns out they thought it was a great white or a mako. It was two great whites. And they're not that far away from Greg Hill and the rest of the Greg Hill show up in Gloucester.
I mean, that's got to be as scary a thing that could happen to you.
What?
Like, if you're, like, in the water and, like, you see a great white shark. Right? Like, especially if you're out deep.
There's two of them.
Well, I mean, okay. Double the scares.
Yeah, double the scares. Double the fears.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that.
But this thing could kill you in a second if it wanted to.
If it was.
And it'd be fair because you're in their land.
Yeah, you're out
their
there.
Their jurisdiction.
You fell off
not
the greasy
so much.
You fell off the greasy pole.
Yeah.
Now you're on their turn.
You're in their sea.
That's on you.
Yeah.
That's on
you.
Okay. Well, stay safe up there, Greg Hill Show, and everybody attending the road show. We did get a bunch of texts about Tom, the greasy pole individual.
Yep. Yeah, some people met him.
Didn't seem like.
No, I don't think they were necessarily
didn't seem
fans.
Like they loved the interaction. Let's be fair, Keith. We have not interacted with them.
Have not. Could be an awesome guy.
I heard him on the radio.
Yeah.
He does seem.
Sounded important.
I'd imagine he does drop those.
Sick brag, bro.
I'd imagine he drops those brags.
Few of those.
Quite commonly.
Uh-huh.
But okay, we haven't interacted with him, so that's fair. We also get more top fives here. Julie the Cat. This one says Julie the Cat Hunter. That was not her name. It was Julie the Cat Gaffney.
Gaffney, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people like, we had a caller earlier that wanted the entire 1980 U.S. Olympic team, so maybe the whole Mighty Ducks would be on that guy's
list
as well.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
If you wanted to go D2.
Mr. T?
Oh, Mr. T's a good one.
Mr. T's not bad. Also a wrestling Hall of Famer.
Mr. T, also Clubber Lang.
And Clever Lang.
Yeah.
And, yeah, B.A. Baracus. Wore a lot of hats.
Yeah, I know he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a good one. 617-779-7937. When it does come to the Celtics, I think the big moves have mostly been ruled out for the C's. I wonder to what, like, how big of a game are they hunting? Not to confuse it with the shark analogy, but if they are listening on Jalen and White, and I guess one of the things they laughed off, there was reporting on this, that they laughed off the idea of Toronto offering them the number 9 pick for Derek White early on in the offseason.
Yeah,
they laughed that off.
Which they should have.
Okay, but like what are they actually looking for in return? What are they listening for? And if it's a big, are they talking about Nate? Like, you brought up Jaren Jackson Jr., Triple J.
Yeah.
Earlier in the week.
That's big time
like,
stuff.
Is that, like, are we talking about a name like that? What are they, what's Brad Stevens angling for? Yeah. Or are they just looking at Horford, Cornett, and players like that to fill out their starting lineup? Like, what are they actually looking for? I'd be curious.
Yeah, me too.
And if they're listening on these guys.
And, like, with Brad Stevens, I feel like, I don't know, the sky the limit here? They essentially, in a salary dump, got Anfernee Simons, who I'm pretty interested in. Now, then the next salary dump, you didn't get a great return, but you freed up way more space.
Yep.
So those were both moves that Brad Stevens was kind of forced to make that weren't going to be straight-up basketball moves. The next couple of moves that he makes, I feel like, are going to be basketball moves. So I'm, like, really intrigued as to who he's going to bring in.
Well, I would hope they are.
You can't just sign, like, the biggest contracts in the world. Like, you don't have, like, a blank check. But I'm saying maybe Hauser ends up getting moved.
But if you got to subtract pieces to make room to sign somebody, then that's not really a basketball.
But what are the pieces though? Like, if they're
Hauser,
yeah, okay.
Even Niang. I mean, I get what you're saying. You're sending those guys out in theory to make cap space or make cap space available to sign a big.
Well, that's true. I mean, well, but sign or trade him for a big.
True,
right?
Get,
so that's
you
the
can
thing.
Get one
is
in
like,
return. That's true.
If you're getting somebody back in return, that is. You know, Hauser's $10 million, Niang's like $8 million. So is there an $18 million big out there that Brad really likes? And then at that point, it is more of a basketball trade. Like, you're not just dumping those two guys' contracts. Like, you want to bring somebody in.
And because you're below the second apron, you can't aggregate contracts again.
Yeah.
So that's something you couldn't do when you were above the apron. Didn't restrict them from much. They still traded Holiday. They still traded Porzingis. One trade I liked, one trade I hated. So it didn't restrict them from making moves, but you couldn't aggregate contracts. Now you can do that.
And then the draft, really, just to put a bow on the draft, it was kind of a, like, nothing. TBD, nothing. Yeah. Like, you can't even really grade
it. Is Gonzalez going to play in Boston this year?
I don't think
he's
so.
He's probably going to play in Portland.
I don't think so.
Yeah. If he's even here, if he's even, like, in the U.S., I bet he plays most of the time with the Red Claws.
Because, like,
Celtics.
They didn't trade up. They also didn't trade back in the first round. They traded back in the second round. And they didn't trade any of their other already rostered players. So the draft kind of came and went. All the fireworks for the team were the days prior to the draft, moving on from Holiday and Porzingis. So you still have the rest of the offseason to tinker with the roster. Obviously, free agency opens up in whatever that is, week or two. And then we'll get going.
We did get one text in favor of Tom.
Pro Tom?
Yeah, pro Tom from the Greasy Pole. I'd imagine it's from Gloucester. Tom is my favorite guy.
Okay.
He didn't let Elite Curtis or Greg or any of those people beat him into letting Shime cut the line. Remember, this is a show that lives off rules and norms and respect, and they're the ones trying to weasel Shime up that pole.
So that was Tom texting him?
Maybe.
Great.
That's another view on that.
So he couldn't get on there for whatever it is, 3 seconds to sprint down there,
how long
crack a rib, fall in the water. Like, what is that? You can't do that. They
honestly,
even had somebody that was like waiting in line and then was like, you take my spot.
Honestly, it would be kind of smart for them to let an outsider in and be like, oh, you think this is so easy? And then Shime cracks a few ribs and it's like, yeah, nice try.
And then they
nice
can
try,
like,
buddy. This is for
show
pros.
The highlight on a loop every time as a warning to everybody.
Yeah, Shime is concussed with 4 broken ribs.
It felt like a good opportunity that the two could have used each other in that regard.
Good
promotion for it.
Yeah, and almost a warning sign. Like, oh, you think you can do this? It's not so easy.
Turns out, no.
Okay, well, that's a missed opportunity by them. 617-779-7937. You want to jump in line for WEEI Afternoons? You can. They come your way at 2 o'clock. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. We'll get you the clip du jour, and it's time for Grab Bag.
Grab Bag. Grab bag. Just give it to me. Grab bag.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's time for Grab Bag.
It certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Red Sox back in action tonight, Jones, at Fenway Park as they open up a 6-game homestand. They have lost 5 consecutive games. They have they will send Brian Bayo to the mound tonight. 7:10 first pitch, 6:10 pregame, right here on WEEI. Jose Berrios on the other side. Sox are actually a slight favorite on the money line.
Oh,
tonight, -120. Do they snap the streak? Losing streak.
At some point this weekend tonight. Or tonight?
Yes. I say yes as well. In fact,
yeah?
The Sportsbook Rhode Island Rich Keefe pick of the week is a parlay, Red Sox money line, and Jaron Duran dong.
Duran dong?
You'd pointed out the Berrios numbers. He has 3 career home runs against Berrios in just 21 at-bats.
Cha-ching.
Home run. You put that sucker together, +721.
Woo!
Duran dong.
That was good.
Yeah, it was good.
Wow.
He just had the good. He had the positive interview there on Section 10, so he's going to be feeling good.
That's what he said about your bet, though? Here, let me hear it again.
What do you think about the bet, Jaron Duran?
Yeah.
It was good.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Well, he doesn't
rethink everything.
That sounds like a lie.
I don't know about this.
Red Sox, by the way, back in the friendly confines, Keith.
Yes. Where they dominate.
22-17 at home. I actually didn't think they were that good. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oops.
Yeah.
Oh, I just clicked on one that's outrageous. You don't want to hear this one, do you?
Yeah, I do.
It is a Friday.
Yeah.
This gets sent in a long time ago. We've never played it.
We've never played it?
We've never played this one. It's outrageous.
Wait,
I don't even get it. You ready for this?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we're back. The score, Boston 69, Detroit 69. Nice. Jones and Bouncing DJ, who brings the ball up. DJ passes down low to McHale. McHale's double team.
Yep.
Kicks it back out to Bird. Bird pump fakes. And finds Keefe cutting to the rim. Keefe goes up and... Oh, he's hammered by Mahorn. Mahorn takes Keefe to the floor and now... Now Larry Beard jumps on him and he grabbed his bag. He grabbed Keefe's bag. Oh, these two, McFilthy and McGrabbag.
I mean,
Dick put that in the system.
How have I've never even heard about it. I've never heard it. I didn't know it existed, but it's brilliant.
Nick rolled that into the system April 23rd, and I've just been sitting on it for 2
minutes. It just finished rolling in.
I was going to say, we just got there.
I don't know.
Filthy and McGrab bag.
I don't know. So that's that guy's specialty? He just does Johnny Most impressions.
He does a Johnny Most. A pretty convincing Johnny Most.
Yeah, good. Nice.
The NHL draft is tonight.
What?
Like overshadowed by the NBA draft. Yeah, Two-night affair. So the NHL draft comes in on a Friday.
It would help if the Bruins actually were picking a little higher than 7th. I don't really understand the fascination with the 7th pick. I'm all angry about trading out of 32, so what do I know?
7!
Yeah, I guess that's true. Good so there call. It is. So we'll see what they do.
Who you wanted to take?
Probably best player available.
you're going to
the Portland Trailblazers select... Colin Cowherd here.
Yeah, Colin Cowherd.
Good pick.
Yeah, maybe Jim Rome.
Yeah.
You'd take Dan Patrick.
Nice.
Take one of these guys.
I'd go McFilthy and McGrab Bag. Sure. That's who they should go with, yeah.
Grab Bag. When you walked in. So shame on me now. Blew me to places I've never been. Now I'm lying on the cold hard ground. Grab Bag.
Just a day after the NBA draft, the Toronto Raptors have fired Masai Ujiri, the team president.
Well, look.
Thanks for the draft.
We talked to you about Perk and Simmons, their beef earlier.
Yes.
It's not starting great for Perk. No. It's not where you start. It's where you finish.
That's right. He's got a big Sunday. He was teasing Sunday with the full response.
That's true. There's that. He's got the Raptors as a top six seed. They did just fire their GM.
Yeah.
So they seem to disagree with that.
They also drafted a player who screamed the F word when they drafted him.
Yeah, but I like that. It's fiery.
He doesn't want to play for you.
That's what Paul Pierce didn't want to play here.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
But he didn't yell the F word.
Well,
what he got
not
picked.
That I recall.
Not out loud.
Yeah.
Maybe in his head.
Yeah. Yeah.
You climbed mountains and built skyscrapers. You made TV shows and put out newspapers. You were wicked good at doing stocks. You liked it when Emilio would change your socks. We never hung out, and that makes me grab all the good times we could have bagged. But when I die, Uncle Grab Bag, you'd better say cheers, because when me and you are hanging up the pearly gates, I'll bring the beers. I'll bring the beers.
Well said.
Nice.
Speaking of not wanting to play for their team, Ace Bailey,
The
Rutgers star, was drafted fifth overall by the Utah Jazz. He may not report. Apparently, he was a report came out that his agent had told one team in the top five not to draft him. They wouldn't say what that one team was. The agent was then asked, was it the Jazz? And he gave like a non-answer.
This guy's a piece of work too. This
he
agent
apparently really
he's not
is.
Even he's not yeah. even a certified agent,
yeah.
and he's
yeah.
he was giving Bailey horrible advice. I would advise you to read if you're interested in reading up on this. Omar Cooper is the agent / non-agent for Ace Bailey. Go read NJ.com. They had a huge write up on Ace Bailey.
Oh, I'm sure.
Right before the draft. I was unaware of any of this until like a day or two before the draft. The guy is a piece of work. And, yeah, his advice now is Ace Bailey got taken by the Jazz. He has no leverage, really. And his advice is just go AWOL.
I mean, good luck with that. That's not going to work. Also, I'm normally player over team. There are a few exceptions. I guess Devers has become one of those exceptions. Mm-hmm. But I'm also of the players should go where they're drafted. I hate Eli Manning because of it. I would have hated John Elway because of it. I liked him, but I was annoyed with Steve Francis.
Yeah, but
that one was a little bit different because that was at least a different country.
It comes back to, wow, what a great American in retrospect, but it comes back to you want them to be a good teammate. Like, you're out on Devers because he's a crappy teammate.
Yeah,
this
guy's
a horrible teammate. He hasn't even showed up. He won't even go there.
But this
he
is,
won't report.
But also, you're not LeBron James. You're not even Cooper Flagg. Like, Cooper Flagg, right. I would have been annoyed by.
You might not
like,
even be Dylan Harper.
You might not be.
Yeah, you might not like, be the best guy on Rutgers in the draft.
Like, fifth pick? Like, okay. Like, right. You might have been the sixth or seventh pick in a bad draft. Or, like, a not great draft, I should say.
Right.
So, yeah, that's even more crazy. Like, what a start to the league. The fifth pick in the draft, who might be the eighth best prospect, is like, I don't want to play there.
I immediately defended it for Ainge, where I'm like, good for you, Ainge.
Yeah,
like, screw it. Like, take him. You like him. He's highest on
the
board.
Year?
Right? Yeah. And now I'm like, ooh, maybe you're already paying for this one.
But you should not take him.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful grab bag.
Justin Tucker, former kicker of the Ravens, has been suspended 10 games by the league. So if anybody was to pick up Justin Tucker, they would have to wait. First of all, they'd get a bit of a PR backlash, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Followed by him sitting for 10
a
games.
A PR backlash and then 7 games.
10.
No, I'm saying you get him for seven games.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So does he ever play again?
Probably not worth. Oh, no. No.
I don't think so. I would imagine.
Grab bag. Grab bag.
Mets starter Griffin Canning may have a torn Achilles.
Seems like Griff Canning.
Achilles all over the place here.
Yeah, you know,
that's like the new in vogue injury.
You know, so I read up on this
on Achilles or Griffin Canning.
No. In the NBA, they did a study about the issues with all of these Achilles injuries popping up, and you know what they think it is? At least in the NBA, I can't speak to Major League Baseball. They think guys are working out the quads too much.
Oh, see, that's not my problem.
Quads getting too big.
I'm gonna have good Achilles.
They're out of whack. And so
you're doing too much quad work.
Too much upper leg. Not enough lower leg.
Save yourself.
They've specialized all these workouts for the upper leg and not enough for the lower. They got to balance those legs out.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Turn on the radio and you'll see two radio hosts playing grab ass.
mentioned it earlier, but F1, the movie, is in theaters now, as is Megan 2.0, or when you look at it, M3gan 2.0.
M3gan.
There's like a 3 for an E, even though it's the second movie. Megan, it's very complicated.
Megan the Scallion.
This one.
Megan 2 in Detroit. Detroit.
Yeah, that's what this is. So the first one, pretty good. This was a like a horror comedy where like a young robot comes back to get you. And robots are the thing now.
They're hot.
They're hot.
Hot in the streets. AI's hot in the streets.
So, Nick, if you could only see one of these movies this weekend, F1 or M3gan 2.0, what do you got?
F1. Mm. M3gan 2.0 looks horrible.
Right. F1 is doing well with the critics and
people
the fans,
like it. You said, which is something. Yeah. Yeah.
My name is
A few submissions for Kid Rock as the best American.
Oh, he belongs on the list.
Yeah, he's in
there. Tough honorable mention.
Yeah. That guy likes a cold beer.
Yeah.
And apparently, I think Lorne Boebert. We talked about that before.
Nice.
There's, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I'd go see F1 with her.
Do we have a new daily question in the grab bag?
Well, we got a new submission, although I think we might have spitballed this one before.
Okay.
That is Alex Cora still the manager?
Or are the Red Sox 500?
Exactly 500, though. Not above 500.
No, are they 500?
The question is, are they 500? And then they could be above, they could be
above.
They're
not 500, and yes, he is the manager to answer those.
All right, good questions. 2 pints of booze.
Tell me, are you a grab bag? Are you a grab bag?
All right, let's take a look at the top Major League Baseball performer from last night. Jones.
Yes.
Was it Augustine Ramirez? 3 for 5,
yeah.
Home run, 3 RBI, 2 runs scored. Was it Rafael Devers?
Nope.
3 for 4, home
loss.
Run,
a
2 RBI.
Home run, they were losing 5-0.
Was it Zach McKinstry? 3 for 4, 2 RBI, a run, and a steal.
Oh, I like that, though.
Was it Shane Baz? 8 scoreless, 9 Ks. Or was it Kevin Gausman? 8 scoreless, 6 Ks.
How many Ks for Baz?
9.
Yeah, Shane Bass.
Shane Bass.
Yeah, let's put him on the
board. Shane Bass, the guy.
Yep.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
One of these days it will be Curtis Luskanic. It will be like, thank you, Joe.
I wouldn't get it. I don't think I would get it.
In honor of the game against the Blue Jays, we are going with a former Blue Jay who only played for one other team.
What team was it?
The St. Louis Cardinals. I'm glad you asked.
Jays, Cardinals.
Cardinals, Jays.
That's it.
That was it.
Okay. Chris Carpenter?
Oh, great guess.
Wow.
No, that'd be New Hampshire's own Chris Carpenter, but no, not Chris Carpenter.
Frank Catalanato is already a guest on the text line. It's not him.
Not the professional hitter.
Yeah.
Frank Catalanato. It is not him. He played 10 years in the majors as a left-handed starting pitcher.
Left-handed starting pitcher.
Left-handed.
How about the years?
Broke into the majors 2009.
Oh.
Last game played 2018.
Oh.
More of a newer vintage. Good guess. No, not J.A. Happ.
Started with the Blue Jays?
Started with the Jays, ended with the Cards. Bird teams. Two bird teams. Only played for bird teams.
Would you rather, Blue Jay or Cardinal?
Didn't play for Orioles.
Be a Blue Jay.
All-Star?
I have both of these bad boys in my backyard.
Who was it?
Cardinals and Blue Jays.
I just asked if he was an All-Star.
Oh.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was.
You want to talk about the birds in my backyard?
There was a lot going on there for a bit.
I'm glad you asked, Billy. 2013 with the Blue Jays, he was an All-Star. So a one-time All-Star, never received Cy Young votes. Career high for wins in a season was 15, and that wasn't even his All-Star year. Career 4.29 ERA, a legendary New Hampshire Fisher Cat as well.
You got any nicknames?
J.A. Happ was a good guess.
He does have a nickname.
He was on those good Jays teams, too.
He has a nickname.
Yeah, what is
it? He pitched in the playoffs twice, 15-16 there in the playoffs. His nickname is Squints because he kind of looked a little bit like Squints from the Sandlot. The text line does not have it yet,
good.
But Twitch line does.
Twitch has it?
Twitch does.
They're good. That Twitch line's good.
Twitch is on it.
Good.
Twitch also has a really good guess that isn't it that you guys have not said.
I got nothing.
Is Jordan Romero still in the league?
Oh, Jordan Romero? It's not Jordan Romero. I don't know if he's in the league. He was like a one-time
Mr. Romero?
I'm out. I'm looking. Oh.
Should we have gotten it?
Well, no,
I don't think so.
But I recall this guy. You want me to spoil it, or you guys are going to keep guessing?
No, let it fly.
See, Ricky Romero's a good guess.
Is a good guess. Brett Cecil.
He got it!
I was surprised to know that Brett Cecil was an all-star.
Yeah, it's
new. I would not have guessed that. I remember he was good. They had a bunch of prospects when I was working up in New Hampshire that were all on the Fisher Cats.
Travis
Snyder was the hitter.
Travis Snyder, big
and Adam Lind.
Prospect. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Adam Lind and Travis Snyder were the big hitters. But they had Dustin McGowan, Ricky Romero, Brett Cecil, and like one other guy, all in their rotation.
Then
they were all the Jays rotation like a year later.
So they were all Fisher Cats. Shout out Fisher Cats, by the way, and our Haas of the Week.
Haas of the Week, all full circle.
Peyton, the Iowa meat truck.
Yeah.
Williams. Yeah, of course. How could I forget?
That's right.
I'm surprised Brett Cecil only played for two teams. That feels like a guy who should have bounced around a little more.
In like 10 years, too? Like, that's a good career.
Feels like a lefty pitcher.
Yeah, I mean,
a lefty pitcher. Maybe he blew his arm out for all I know.
That guy should have hung around for like another 2 years and another at least three ball clubs. I'm surprised he only pitched for two teams.
How much money do you think he made?
Can't be a ton.
No, I mean,
18.
$39 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like how I'm scoffing at 18 million.
Yeah, maybe 18 million.
$1.2 trillion.
Oh,
pretty close.
Good. Oh, nice. Close. Brett Cecil.
Brett Cecil.
Your random ball player.
Double first name
in the grab bag.
Not a random player, but guess who is officially in for the home run derby?
Christian Yelich?
Big Dumper.
Oh, Big Dumper.
Hell yeah. No, you need Yelich.
Ruin his swing, though. Terp should be worried.
Is he going to pull an Adley Rutschman and hit some lefty and then hit some righty?
Ooh.
That was fun.
That's nice.
The picture I'm seeing here says Big Dumper, sweet on both sides.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Symmetrical.
Big Dumper, left and right. Hang on. Since we brought up the Big Dumper, how are the standings doing? I'm 10 back at Terp. Terp's just running away with this thing. Big Dumper. Kyle Tucker, how are you supposed to compete?
Oh, I might have thrown people off the scent. So this guy referred to me as a goof. He was an all-star actually as a reliever. He started his career as a starter, then he moved to the pen.
Yeah, I would have gotten it.
I cost everybody. My bad.
So I only remember him
as
a starter.
He came up as a starter. Yeah. He started his first 3.5 years, and then he did move to the pen.
Okay.
Also, he was in the pen for 6 years. That's
but he wasn't like a closer. He was just like in the pen.
Just a long reliever.
Honestly, wild career. How did that guy not bounce? He was a reliever by year four and he only played for two teams?
Yeah, right.
That's crazy.
It is weird.
All right. Well, it's random. Every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. We got WEEI Afternoons. Y'all got Hart. Y'all got Fitzy. Y'all got Ted. And the clip du jour next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, back here on Joseph Keith WEEI. My favorite Kid Rock moment would be Woodstock 99. It is about 200 degrees Fahrenheit, and he marches out in a fur coat, starts singing Ba with the Ba. Place is going crazy, though.
Rather be hot than cold.
I think he must be.
Yeah.
Because that was a bit much.
He's on my side.
I was hot watching it. I was like, this is too much.
Yeah.
But it is time for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Oh, that sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And in honor of the 4th of July coming up next Friday, we won't be on. Red Sox play at 11 o'clock, actually. So we're going to be off all day on that Friday. We thought on a top five Friday, we would do top five Americans all time.
Yeah. Living or dead.
We gave our list. You can check them out at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and on Instagram. Terp made a nice snappy graphic of that. But that also inspired a lot of callers to call in with some of their top five Americans.
Joey Chestnut has got to be number one. And okay. I think that you're vastly underselling his takedown of Kobayashi. Like, Kobayashi was a great eater. And, you know, he woke that sleeping giant, Joey Chestnut, who now, like, overtook Japan and now is, like, the dominance.
Sure.
But, you know, I also think Scoops Keith does deserve – you know, a little bit of like honorable mention in the top five here. For
Scoops Keith, honorable mention for greatest American. Wow.
Consider it.
I was wondering what you guys thought about Xander Schauffele, the golfer.
The whole 1980 U.S. Olympic hockey team.
Well, that's way more than five. That's now a top 20.
Number two, the original Superman from the movie, Christopher Reeve.
He's from Krypton.
And number three is not a human, Secretariat.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Are you?
John Daly.
Okay.
Abraham Lincoln.
Yep.
Chuck Norris. Snoop Dogg.
and Bigfoot.
That guy had it. That guy had the list.
First of all, it was the only actual top five that was submitted.
Yeah, that's also a parameter. We were really highlighting the American part, but also five.
Yeah, it was a top
just five.
It's a top five Friday around here.
Yeah.
So I did.
Superman from the movie Christopher Reeve.
He's from Krypton.
So I did.
These are the top five Americans.
I didn't want to nitpick that last list, and I forget what the gentleman's name was, but Bigfoot, I just double checked. Is he American?
I like to think so.
Now, Bigfoot.
Did you Google search, is Bigfoot American?
That's legitimately what I, I plugged it into Gemini. And,
gross.
I dumped that. And so, Big Feet have been spotted all over North America, Keith, Mexico,
no,
Canada,
I know he has, but Tennessee. So,
but I have
an eye spit.
But I seem to think that, you know, that could be the same Bigfoot.
Sure. It could be.
It's not because
the rubber.
Come on. Just because you're American doesn't mean you can't leave the
country. No, he's probably crossed into Canada, but I like to think he was born and raised in Washington.
Yeah, he's an American, and he just happened to venture into Canada.
Right.
Take a trip down to Mexico. A
couple famous photos in Washington.
Who among us hasn't? So, yeah.
If you want to count him, I think it counts.
Yeah, just because he's been spotted outside of the continental United States doesn't make Bigfoot not American.
Agreed.
So I think that's a fair point. All right. Well, it's probably best to get out of here before we say anything else foolish.
Yeah. Nice job by everybody.
I didn't mean to desecrate the great Gemini in such
reverse
a manner.
Reverse Neesmith.
Brian Brenner from Creighton.
It's been a week here.
It's been good. Very good. Very fun.
So that is, you heard quickly there, the voice of Andy Hart. No crossover, but it would be brought to you by the 99 restaurant. The lobster rolls are back at the nines. Visit your local 99 today. Try their famous colossal lobster rolls. 100% North Atlantic lobster piled high on grilled brioche, served hot butter, or with just the right amount of mayo and celery with fries and coleslaw. You gotta love the nines. Stay tuned. You got WEEI Afternoons. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday at 10 on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.